Tonight, the Bronx says, "Stop dancing down our steps." Superman gets a new series, and the Spider-Verse comes again on this edition of Multiverse Tonight. Comic books, sci-fi, fantasy, and more. If you're looking for a roundup of geeky news, you're in the right place. This is Multiverse Tonight. Here's your host, Thomas Townley. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the comics edition of Multiverse Tonight. This is episode 49, so we're one episode away from 50. Golf clap. And, this has been very fun. I'm not quitting anytime soon. Of course, it is getting to be wintertime. Time of toys, games, snow. We already had our first snowfall, by the way. It came and went in one day. Anyway, a few days ago, I started playing Luigi's Mansion 3 for the Nintendo Switch. It's a very good game. I highly recommend it. But I do have to caution that if you're going to play this, you might want to, limber up your fingers first before you do it, because it is very button intensive and it uses pretty much every single button on the console to operate all his various functions on the Poltergeist. By the way, have you been watching HBO's Watchmen? That is an awesome show, and it has, of course, stuff offline. And in this case, it's called the PDpedia, after the character that was just introduced in this week's past episode. And if you want to see it, go to the show's website on HBO. It has all sorts of background information on what's happening in that week's episode. Basically, it's done as if the character is like just clipping like articles or memos here and there, and pasting them onto his little web page. Now, I hope you did tune into the sci-fi edition this week of our little podcast. It's just one episode back in our feed. You can stop right here and go right to it. I had a great interview with associate producer and editor Tom Constantino from The Orville. And again, if you want to hear it, go back one episode. That'd be episode 48 in our feed. Now, let's get on with the news. So, you loved the DC Joker movie, and you want to recreate Joaquin Phoenix's dance down that set of stairs. I haven't even seen the movie. I've only seen it in the trailer, but still, it looks like, fun, doesn't it? That set of stairs is located in the Bronx neighborhood of New York, at the corner of Shakespeare and Anderson in Highbridge. And, well, you might not want to go there. According to a report, residents of the community aren't really thrilled with the attention, and one man decided to send a message by throwing eggs at some of the tourists descending the staircase. The man even videoed himself and uploaded to Twitter, shouting at the people, quote, "Y'all not spend no money in my store, but come and take pictures. Get the bleep out of here," unquote. In other words, be kind. Spend a dime. If you're going to go visit some of the shops in the neighborhood. Make this something that they'll be proud of. If you spend money there, and if you say, "I came to look at these steps, but I saw your shop, I just wanted to step in and see what you had, buy a drink or something," they'll be a lot happier. Anyway, Brandon Routh is saying goodbye to Legends of Tomorrow. The former Superman and current The Atom star said goodbye via Instagram, saying, quote, "My final day of filming with my hashtag Legends family. I love you all and appreciate the 5 seasons we've spent together. It hasn't always been easy, but I think that's what makes it harder to leave. Getting through the growing pains of the first few seasons has bonded us and made the last 3 seasons a blast. I've never been at a job this long, so this is new to me. I think we'll miss you all and the fun we've had making this silly show on the hashtag WaveWriter. As much as I'll miss bringing hashtag Ray Palmer to life, love and blessings on a great finish to the season. Prayer hands, heart, and 3 heart emojis. Now, both Routh and his wife, Courtney Ford, who plays Nora Dark, are leaving the series. Series executive producers Phil Klemmer, Grain Godfrey, and Kodo Shizumu told Deadline, quote, "Brandon and Courtney have always been invaluable members of the Legends family. They have always brought a level of passion and collaboration to the characters and to the show, both on and off the screen, that we deeply admire and for which we are eternally grateful," unquote. Now, speaking of endings, the Arrow co-creator took to Twitter to explain the meaning behind the series finale title Fade Out. In the post, he displayed a drawing of a bow with callouts to what each part of the weapon is called, and he circled at the bottom of the bow, which is called the Fade Out. Yeah. Besides the bottom of the bow, I wonder if Starling City will be destroyed one more time. For old time's sake? Warner Brothers, tangentially Batman-related Joker, has passed Deadpool 2 to become the highest-rated R-rated movie of all time. The film has totaled $790 million. Deadpool 2 grossed in $785 million last year, and the first Deadpool garnered $782 million. Ryan Reynolds congratulated Joker with a tweet saying, quote, "R-rated box office congratulatory posts aren't like the ones you're used to," unquote. That's because it came with a redone pic of the movie poster with the words "You Mother Bleep," "Heart Deadpool," "Neo," "Pennywise," "Jesus," "Hugh Jackman," "The Wolfpack," "Mr. Grey," and "Ted." Batwoman's ratings have been slowly slipping since the premiere, but the CW still has confidence in the show, giving it and Nancy Drew full season pickups. Now, CW went on to emphasize that both shows' +3 and +7 ratings are doing great, with double-digit gains. Not only have they given Batwoman the full season, they've also extended the order from 13 to 22. So, this just goes to prove that streaming is just as important as watching it on day one. Lucifer is in the midst of filming its final season, and Kelly Clarkson on her talk show got to visit the set with her mother and sister. While there, Tom Ellis announced that the 16-episode season will be split in two, saying, quote, "Season 5 of Lucifer is going to be split into two halves. Netflix are going to drop 8 episodes, and then there's going to be a little break, and then they're going to drop another 8 episodes," unquote. There will also be a special black and white 1940s themed episode with musical flair. The release date has not been announced. Wonder Woman 1984 director Patty Jenkins has all but confirmed that Pedro Pascal will be playing Maxwell Lord. She tweeted a pic of the character from the comics with, well, hello Max, #WW1984. She tagged Pedro Pascal in the post, which is what is leading to the speculation that Pedro will be Max. The character was created back in 1987 and debuted in Justice League number 1. He was first just a backer of the league, but later turned into a more sinister character. Wonder Woman 1984 opens in theaters on June 5th, 2020. You know, it seems like they better get cracking on that movie. Tick tock, tick tock. Superman is returning to TV. Tyler Hoechlin and Elizabeth Tulloch will play the titular characters in Superman and Lois. Former Flash showrunner Todd Helbing will be writing and executive producing the new series, and it will follow Lois and Clark as they deal with the problems of being working parents in today's society. Of course, you know that this comes from Greg Berlanti, who will be executive producing, alongside Helbing, Berlanti Productions, Sarah Schechter, and DC's Jeff Johns will also be EPing. You know, I'm kind of looking forward to that. I have a soft spot for Superman. In fact, I'm wearing Superman socks right now. Anyway, CW is also working on a female-focused Arrow spinoff with Catherine McNamara, Katie Cassidy, and Juliana Harkavy. So, when will the CW just become the DCW already? You know, it seems they have very few shows that aren't DC related. Anyway, let's take a moment to listen to this message while I get a drink of water here.
Hey everyone, we'll get right back to the news, but first, I'd like to tell you about our new affiliate, Stitcher Premium. With Stitcher Premium, you get all your favorite podcasts, but you get them all with no ads. That's right, no audio ads, no banner ads, not even ads on the archives of some of your favorite shows. You also get access to Stitch originals like Marvel's Wolverine, The Long Night, Issa Rae's Fruit, and Colt Cabana's Pro Wrestling Fringe. You also get access to bonus episodes, access to new releases first, and access to the hundreds of comedy albums at your fingertips, and so much more. To get started, just go to stitcher.com/premium and enter promo code Multiverse for a free month. After that, pay just $4.99 a month, and you can save even more by going yearly for just $34.99. That's nearly a $25 savings over the monthly rate. So go to stitcher.com/premium and enter promo code Multiverse today.
Now, I'd like to thank Stitcher for becoming an affiliate of the podcast. And, I will put right here that they do give us a kickback for using the code Multiverse. As again, you get a free month, and if you keep on, they help support this podcast. So why not give it a try? Yeah. Anyway, let's go on with Marvel news. One of the best jokes in Avengers Endgame was Captain America looking at his past self, lying face down on the ground and remarking, "This is America's ass. That is America's ass." In an interview with Sci-Fi Wire Endgame writer Christopher Marcus, he explained that originally it was only Tony Stark and Ant-Man in on the joke, but then it grew. He told them, quote, "It sort of grew on its own. The first thing that was there was Tony looking at Cap's terrible Avengers outfit and going, 'That suit does nothing for your ass.' That stood on its own for a while, and then Ant-Man was added to the scene, and he said, 'I think that's America's ass.' And that was the joke for a while," unquote. His writing partner, Stephen McFeely, decided to add Cap in on the joke during the reshoots, and he told Sci-Fi Wire, quote, "We redid the Cap on Cap fight, the ending of it, and that helped us tremendously. And then we needed to get on out of that scene a little bit differently. And there was 2012 Cap was slumped on the ground with his butt in the air," unquote. And movie magic was born. By the way, Christopher Marcus also talked with CinemaBlend and told that site that he would like to see MODOK as the next big bad in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, saying, quote, "I always go back to the guy, I always want to see him on screen, which is MODOK. Also, part of me, it's hard to say if he was officially destroyed, I wouldn't mind seeing a third incarnation of Zola, now in a robotic body. We got him from human to face on screen, I'd like him to get mobile now. I can't say it's going to happen, but it'd be fun," unquote. For those of you who aren't sure who MODOK is, MODOK, aka Mental Organism Designed Only for Killing, MODOK, was originally a guy named George Tarlington, who was mutated after an accident that made his head huge and required a special hover chair to get around. He first appeared in Tales of Suspense number 93 way back in 1967. Peyton Reed is making it a three-peat, as the director has signed on to do the third movie in the Ant-Man franchise. Deadline has confirmed. Peyton directed the first two, which did really well. Ant-Man made $519 million, and Ant-Man and the Wasp made $622 million. Paul Rudd is, of course, expected to return. There's no release date or production dates yet, so stay tuned, and when those happen, we'll let you know. Sony announced on Halloween the sequel to the Oscar award-winning Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse will come to theaters on April 8th, 2022. The team of Lord Miller will, of course, will be back for the sequel. They also announced that another Sony Pictures animation project, a musical adventure story called Vivo, which has songs from Lin-Manuel Miranda, will be pushed back to April of 2021. Vivo was a project that they acquired from DreamWorks and centers on a capuchin monkey and a thirst that has a thirst for adventure and a passion for music, who makes a treacherous passage from Havana to Miami to fulfill his destiny. Cuiar Aguirre Hudes, Miranda's collaborator on In the Heights, wrote the script with the Croods director, Kirk D'Amico, who is directing. A report from Variety might spell a particular problem for Marvel's Hawkeye series. Haley Steinfeld is supposed to be up for the lead role in the series, but she already has a role on Apple Plus's series, Dickinson. When asked about it at the premiere for the show, she played coy about it, saying, quote, "That I don't know about. And I don't know. I have no idea what you're talking about." You know, she seemed completely taken off guard by the question. Sources have told Variety that her deal with Apple might preclude her taking a role on a competing streaming service, although her team could always negotiate a fix for that. If more detail does come out, I'll let you know. Now, here's some Marvel Comics news. The X-Men comic lineup is expanding. The two new titles were announced at the MCM Comic-Con in London. First off is Giant Size X-Men. This will be an ongoing series of special issues written by John Hickman that will spotlight individual characters or small groups of characters of X-Men and will each be illustrated by different artists. The first will star Jean Grey and Emma Frost with art by Russell Dodderman. The second series is a four-issue miniseries, X-Men Fantastic Four, written by Chip Zdarsky, with art by Terry and Rachel Dodson. The story surrounds Franklin Richards and the question of whether or not he belongs on Krakoa. Remember, Franklin Richards is a mutant. Both series will be out in February. Marvel is teaming up with SiriusXM to make exclusive podcasts. The shows will be first available to SiriusXM subscribers with streaming access via connected devices and to all Pandora users. There will be four series to start, featuring Wolverine, Hawkeye, Black Widow, and Star-Lord. Now, there is a fifth series in the works that have all those characters teamed up. There will be an unscripted series also that will look at Marvel's history through a modern-day lens and include talk shows and series dedicated to popular Marvel franchises. Another series that's being worked on would be an interview show with celebrities. Now, the deal doesn't give SiriusXM exclusive ownership of the shows, and they'll be released widely after an undisclosed amount of time. The shows will start coming out weekly in 2020. Marvel's Cloak & Dagger will not see a third season.
the Freeform series has been canceled, possibly due to the shakeup at Marvel Television with the departure of Jeff Loeb. Series creator and showrunner Joe Podolsky shared his feelings, where everyone does, of course, Twitter. Now, this is a long post, so I'm not going to give you, you know, all of it. I'm just going to give you kind of, you know, a main highlight. The rest of it you can read via a link in our show notes. He said, quote, "So yeah, there are parts of me that feel gut-punched or angry at larger corporate forces, but the biggest feeling I have in my heart right now, by far, is pride. I'm so bleep proud with what we got to do on the show," unquote. Now, let's go to some geek news. The Tom and Jerry movie has been moved forward on the calendar to December 23rd, 2020. The live-action movie was originally supposed to come out in April of 2021. The movie is about Tom and Jerry getting kicked out of their home and moving to a New York hotel where Chloe Grace Moretz's character must evict Jerry or lose her job. And hilarity ensues, I guess. The film will also feature Michael Pena, Ken Jeong, Jordan Bulger, and Pleva Sharda. The remake of The Witches with Anne Hathaway has also been moved up to October 9th of 2020. You know, I'm just... Anyway, The Muppets are getting their own talk show on Disney+. Disney and the Jim Henson Company have announced a new comedy talk show called Earth to Ned. The 30-minute show will feature an alien Muppet called Ned, who interviews celebrities, and will be part of Disney Plus's unscripted lineup. The show will be executive produced by Brian Henson and Vince Reza from the Jim Henson Company, and Joseph Fried and Allison Berkeley from Marwar Junction Productions. Actor David Dash Milliken has a new comic book out that the character created called Count Crowley, Reluctant Midnight Monster Hunter, that he wrote on the set of Dune. Now, he told The Hollywood Reporter, quote, "I was on break, sitting in my trailer, and I started jotting down this idea that had been awoken up in me," unquote. The comic is set in 1983 and centers on a character named Jerry Bateman, who ends up hosting a nightly creature feature on a small Midwest station, but soon learns that the job also includes hunting down monsters that are trying to control the world's news and information. The titular Count Crowley, her predecessor, went missing. David said of the series, quote, "I'm dealing with all these issues relevant to my own sobriety, my own struggles with interpersonal relationships, the way I relate to my family, dealing with feelings of shame, guilt, the giant growing pains we're going through as society as a whole, and think about how all that filters through the metaphor of monsters battling monsters," unquote. The comic is out now. Comedy Central has ordered a new animated web series from Bobby Moynihan called Lofi. Lofi is an animated comedy about a weed-dealing manatee running a drug empire out of the Central Park Zoo. Bobby will write, act, and executive produce the series alongside Big Breakfast Luke Kelly Klein. The show joins Blark & Son from Stupid Buddy Studios. Comedy Central VP of Digital Original Development, that is a tongue twister, folks, Steve Elliott said, quote, "We are so excited for both of these series as we continue adding original content to our growing digital portfolio," he said. He continued, "It's a great opportunity to work with Adam and Ben again after the success of the first season of Blark and Son, and clearly, now more than ever, the world needs a weed-dealing manatee and more Bobby Moynihan. Not necessarily in that order," unquote. So, let's take a quick look at the week's box office report, shall we? Now, past weekend's box office, let's start down at number 10. The new movie Arctic Dogs
didn't do very well. It starts with $2.9 million in its first week. Motherless Brooklyn, also new, comes in at number 9 with 3.5 million. Then there's Black and Blue, which went came down from number 6 to number 8. Countdown, which fell from number 5 to number 7. Zombieland Double Tap lost 37% over last week, falling from number 4 to number 6. The Addams Family lost also 30% of its box office, falling from number 3 to number 5. The new movie Harriet, about Harriet Tubman and the Underground Railroad, comes in at number 4 with $11.6 million. Maleficent, Mistress of Evil, the top movie from last week, falls from number 1 to number 3. It's made over $85 million at the box office total, so that's pretty good. Joker stays at number 2. Still, it lost 30% of its box office, but still did great. It got an extra $13.5 million this week, making its total $299 million over 5 weeks. And Terminator Dark Fate came in at number 1 with a paltry $29 million. Now, this is seriously underperforming for a big movie like this. So, it really brings the Terminator franchise into question. And that's a look at this week's box office. Now, if you'd like to. And that brings us to the end of the comic book news. Be sure to check us out on social media. We're at Twitter at Multiverse Tom. We're also on Facebook and Instagram as well as at Multiverse Tom, or Multiverse Tonight. And please, if you'd like to contribute some money, visit mtpodcast.com to go to our Ko-fi or Patreon. And be sure to visit multiversetonight.com and check out our affiliate marketplace links, the link to our TeePublic store, our show notes, and so much more. And if you'd like to, and if you're a subscriber, be sure to share us with your friends. And if you're brand new to the show, please be sure to subscribe and leave us with some feedback. And let us know how we're doing. Special thanks to Shane Ivers for our intro music and Lobo Loco for our outro theme music. Thanks for watching the comic book edition of Multiverse Tonight. Now, we'll be back in 2 weeks with all new editions of Multiverse Tonight. And, please, for me, exit the universe in an orderly fashion. Have a good night, and we'll see you on the next episode. Goodbye. Multiverse Tonight is a production of Half-Baked Genre Production. Copyright 2019. All rights reserved.